Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The North Prospect Church in Porter Square in Cambridge is not in the same place this morning as it was yesterday. Lesley University is moving the church building 80 feet as part of its construction of a new art center. The first part of the move drew a curious crowd yesterday. WBUR's Andrea Shea was there and says there was some heartbreak, too.
News helicopters hovered over the heads of curious people gathered in the cold to watch a slow-moving spectacle, the former North Prospect Congregational Church building inching across a plot of dirt. Cy Danberg lives a few blocks from Porter Square.
We can't figure out why they're moving it. I mean, they're only moving it, what, 25 feet? It seems like an awful lot of effort to move a building not very far.
It's actually traveling 80 feet total at a rate of 4 feet an hour. Architects predict it will take the hydraulic system 2 to 4 hours in all to slide the historic structure on beam rollers to its new foundation.
It's a beautiful old church, and what's going to be here as the church moves is the restored mid-19th century historic church, and next to it will be a contemporary new four-story building with art studios, galleries, classrooms.
That's Lesley University President Joseph Moore. He says the restored Greek Revival building will house design studios and an art library that will be open to the public. It's part of a new 93,000-square-foot complex the university is building to house its School of Arts and Design. This project has been in the works for 8 years with the Cambridge architecture firm Brunner Kott. Simeon Brunner says this isn't the first time the 1845 building has moved. In 1867, a team of horses hauled the church a mile up Mass Ave from Harvard Square. It took 21 days.
It was jacked up and a new story was added underneath it.
Reconciling the church's historic architecture with the contemporary design of the rest of the arts complex has not been easy, according to Brunner. But he really wanted to repurpose the church, which is listed on the National Register of Historic Places. Lesley purchased it in 2006.
It's been a very interesting challenge, balancing the historicity of the church. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. It is happening, isn't it, after all these years? That's one of our neighbors who has been objected and at times accepting of that.
The city and many neighborhood residents see the new center as a keystone in transforming Porter Square into a vibrant arts district. Again, Lesley President Joseph Moore.
And I think we've tried to design it in a way where it feeds the commercial life of Mass Ave and then a very light impact on the neighborhoods as you go east or west of Mass Ave. So that's very important to us, because of our life in this neighborhood.
We were supportive of it because this thing was just sitting here fallow. It was basically empty.
And neighborhood resident Ron Axelrod says this promises to be a major improvement. He's part of the neighborhood committee put together by the city of Cambridge to collaborate on the new construction. But then there are the abutters. Some started a Leave the Church Where It Is, As It Is button campaign, and lawsuits were filed but didn't prevail. Emma Lang grew up behind the church and still lives here. It's been emotional, Lang admits, because she says her dad has lived here since 1979.
It is true that there is support in the neighborhood, but it's also been very difficult for us because when you grow up somewhere, you go off to school and you hear your childhood home is being destroyed, it's very upsetting. And it's very sad for me and the children who also grew up in the neighborhood who I'm still friends with. We all grew up here. We went to Rindge and Latin. We're local Cambridge townies, and it's very hard to have one of the universities come and trample over that. We've grown up with it, but it doesn't get better. It doesn't get easier.
But Lang acknowledges it's reality. Lesley University's Lunder Arts Center is slated to be completed next year. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.